Exclusive, Jim Jordan, January 6th Committee is the weaponization of government. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 23, 2021. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, spoke to Breitbart News on Sunday at Turning Point USA's America Fest in Phoenix, Arizona, where he told Breitbart's editor-in-chief Alex Marlow the January 6th Committee is the weaponization of government. 10 years ago it was the IRS targeting folks, Jordan said. 5 years ago it was the FBI going to the secret FISA court, altering documents, taking it to the court to get a warrant to go spy on President Trump's campaign. 2 months ago, it was the Department of Justice saying we are going to use counterterrorism measures at the FBI to go after moms and dads who are speaking up at school board meetings, the congressman continued. Jordan went on to say when you try to chill the speech of parents for simply showing up to school board meetings and saying, we don't want this curriculum, this racist, hate America curriculum taught to our kids, that is as wrong as it gets. The congressman was referring to the Biden Department of Justice's DOJ intention to direct the FBI to mobilize against parents who oppose critical race theory and mask mandates in schools. And then this past week, it was, oh, we're going to weaponize the contempt power of Congress to try to put a good man, a friend of mine, Mark Meadows, in prison, Jordan added of the weaponization of government. It's all designed to go after President Trump. Jordan added Meadows did not wrong, but they're going after him. It shows the intense lust for power and attacks that the left wants to put on their political opponents, Jordan said. It's dangerous. It is wrong. We've had executive privilege since 1794, when George Washington first asserted it, Jordan added. And it exists, not for protection of the president, not for protection of the chief of staff or the White House counsel. It exists so that we the people benefit. The country benefits by having this candid conversation between the president and his top advisors. Watch the full interview below. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.